The front door slammed shut and Dad yelled for Mom in an angry tone. Then I heard an awful shriek and then there was a tremendous thud. Me and Aiden went to see what was happening, and when I saw what was happening, I grabbed Aiden and covered his eyes. Mom lay there with a butcher knife in her skull, and Dad looked over us with the most awful grin on his face. He turned his head, bearing eyes rolled back in his head, and pulled the butcher knife out, lifting it over his head.
Daddy, why are you doing this? What happened to Mommy?
He started to walk, but quickly came to a sprint, so I grabbed Aiden and threw him out the window. He shrieked in pain when he hit the bush.
Ow! James, why is Daddy acting like this?
I couldn't answer. Well, I didn't have an answer. We were both sitting on the ground when Dad peered over the window sill and then quickly left, opening the front door. He sprinted towards us like a raging bull. Me and Aiden started to run, but it was hopeless. Aiden's little legs couldn't carry him quick enough.
Don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you. Come to Papa.
Dad grabbed Aiden around the neck and started to choke him. Aiden screamed for Mom, and I attacked him with all my might, but it was no use. His sweaty, bloody hands were soon around my neck, and we were headed back to the house. Dad opened the front door and shoved us down by Mom's dead body and told us to say bye, but it wasn't long before he grabbed us both by the hair and dragged us down underneath of the ground. Her body still lay there. Opening a door that I've never seen before, I heard a scream. It was coming from Aiden. He was saying, "Please, Daddy, don't." And then all I heard from Dad was, "Shut up." And I felt bad for him. After a bit, a huge metal door was opened, and Dad tossed us in and shut it on us. I ran to open it, but it was no use. It was too big and too heavy. So I just sat there and started to cry. I couldn't take this. And Aiden wasn't crying. He wasn't moving. He was just sitting there motionless, staring into the darkness. I tried to talk to him, but there's no use. He just sat there, doing nothing, sitting there, doing nothing, on the cell wall. Aiden! But there was no response. I went over to him and started shaking him slowly, which showed his face to me. I turned away. It was bloody and battered. He knew we were going to die. I knew we were going to die. I fell asleep. I quickly woke up. Not having a bad dream, I thought it was, but we weren't. Aiden laid there on my lap sleeping. I was happy he was sleeping, but he jumped up screaming, "Daddy, no, don't do it!" He was having a bad dream. I felt his pain. The cellar door opened, and I saw Dad throw a fork and knife and some bread and butter. So me and Aiden quickly ran over and gobbled it up. But then I saw Aiden pick up the knife and aimed at himself. He was going to kill himself. He couldn't take this anymore. I screamed, "No!" And he started to descend the knife. I grabbed him and told him, "Well, we'll get out of here. Dad mistake to leave a knife with us." We crept into the dark abyss and sat there waiting. Dad was going to leave to die or come back and finish us off very soon. We waited, knife in my palm. The cellar door opened. It cracked. Dad's eyes peered in and then saw us. As small as Aiden was, he sprung up and slammed the knife in Dad's back. And Dad fell to the ground. I got up and ran out the door, and then Dad stood up and chased us. We were running up the stairs. Dad quickly tailed behind us. We got out the door and saw the cops standing there. We ran into their arms. Dad was running after us, too, with a knife in his hand. But then the cops quickly grabbed him and put a gun to his head. We were going into a cop car to get taken away, and Dad was going to go taken to jail. But we saw Dad yell to us, I'm going to kill you." This all happened 5 years ago. I'm still afraid to this very day that I'll come back and kill us once again.